Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, about 20 minutes past 2 o'clock, heading towards the halfway point of the radio program here on a Wednesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. Always live and free on the Odyssey app. I'm watching the Blue Jays and the Braves, and hopefully the idiot reporter that we put in Dum Dum of the Day yesterday and the idiot broadcast crew is not a part of today's action. I'm actually watching the Blue Jays feed. On MLB Network, Toronto up 1-0 over Atlanta. But I just saw a couple of Ottawa Senators jerseys in Toronto at a baseball game. Interesting, huh? I mean, I guess you could be a baseball fan, certainly, in Ottawa, and say, hey, we're going into enemy territory. We're going to wear our Ottawa Senators jerseys, even though it's a baseball game, even though it's in Toronto. I guess you can.
Well, I do know the Canadian teams all kind of root for each other in the playoffs. They want the cup back in Canada. So I know there is kind of that.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. By the way, before I forget, I want to send a congratulations, a good luck message out to my guy, Matt. Matt Paperno, who, you know, I have I often reference my friend Fred on this show. And Fred is Matt's dad, and I've known Matt obviously his whole life. And he went over the week. You know, he's involved in film and photography and videography and radio and media. And over the weekend, he took a visit to the State University of New York Canton campus, not Canton, Ohio, where my kids live. Canton, up near Potsdam, New York, and he committed. He was accepted. Committed to entering school there as a freshman. So I'm very happy for him. I'm happy for his parents, Fred, Michelle, or Ian. We call him Fred and Michelle. They have worked very hard to support him throughout his entire life and are very proud of him and look forward to celebrating him and his high school graduation and college and whatnot when I go back up to New York in June for and I'm going to take Tyler for his 24th birthday, which is coming up in 2 months. So I just want to send a quick shout of congratulations out to my guy, Matt, who's also a big wrestling fan. And this week is WrestleMania. Coming up later on in the week, we'll be joined by WWE's Byron Saxton from Las Vegas, site of WrestleMania 41. He's a Burke, Virginia native. So we will have that. Maddie and I are getting together tonight to record a new version of Rooster and the Rookie, a WrestleMania preview edition. So we got a lot going on. I got like 3 podcasts already scheduled for tonight after the show. I have no idea how I'm going to do all of this stuff. So stay tuned for that. Also, my guy, I'm going to be on my guy Ben Conti's podcast. I think that's live at 8 o'clock. So you can check that out on wherever you get your podcasts and all that good stuff. So I got a lot going on, and hopefully I don't throw up any more in between now and then. Chris, before I get into the football, I made some chicken noodle soup, just out of the can. Campbell's chicken noodle soup, just a
classic sick food. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I love soup. Number one. Number two, it's like comfort food, right? Maybe it's not the best thing for you, but like you said, it's kind of classic.
Something about that broth soup always makes you feel a little better.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the problem. Because I love to eat, I can't just make one can, so I made two cans. And you know how, like, with the condensed soup, you're supposed to put some water in the empty can after you dump out the empty can? Well, I like broth, right? So... And I figured it would be good, again, for some of what I was dealing with. And so I put, almost a full can in each of the empty cans. So I had this huge heaping pot of soup, right? And I brought it to my desk, because why not? And, just doing the radio show, I didn't eat it all. So during every break, I go back to it and I'm like, why doesn't this taste as good as it normally does? Well, here's the problem. The broth is no longer hot. It's not even warm. It's like cool to the touch, and I'm still trying to shovel it in.
Yeah, tepid is not part of the instructions.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with me? I should have just left it on the stove. I should have left it to heat up or put it in the microwave, for God's sakes. And instead, I'm literally sitting here drinking cool to the touch chicken noodle soup. That's not helping me.
Yeah, it sounds kind of gross, honestly.
Yeah, what am I doing? I don't know. I did put a little
Can you nuke it a little or something?
Of course I can. Of course I can, Chris. Do I want to go nuke it? No. I mean, I'm being lazy. I'm being ridiculous, quite honestly. So, yeah, anyway, there's that. All right, let me get into this right now. Ari Myrov, a lot of you guys know his work at My Sports Update. Ari has bounced around from national outlet to national outlet, currently works for the 33rd team, very active on social media, again, at My Sports Update. But his real name, or his whole name, is Ari Myrov. So he tweeted and then tweeted an addendum to this a couple hours later, quote, "There's buzz around NFL circles that Derek Carr has been wanting out of the Saints all offseason, and his shoulder injury might be part of that push. Meanwhile, the Saints have been planning to draft a quarterback regardless, but we have not heard the end of this." So that's one tweet. Then he tagged that tweet and added to it. He said, "The situation between Derek Carr and the Saints hasn't gotten much national attention, mainly because the team hasn't been in the spotlight nationally. But since the start of the offseason, Carr's contract has been a complicated issue, factoring in the Saints' tight cap space, Carr's injury guarantees, his end of the season hand injury, and more. The prevailing belief is Carr doesn't want to be in New Orleans. And if he's forced to stay, he may choose to miss significant time due to a lingering shoulder injury that's bothered him for years. It's an awkward situation, and there's likely more to the story." All right. I know this is not New Orleans. I know not many people probably care very passionately about this, but, everything in the NFL is a big deal. And certainly quarterback situation of an NFC opponent, of a long-running quarterback in the NFL, Derek Carr, new head coach in Kellen Moore. My buddy's on the coaching staff there, Chase Haslett, Jim's son. So I want them to do well. I was surprised, quite honestly, when they kept Derek Carr. I mean, their salary cap situation is a mess every year. Only one person that I know of, Grant Paulson, and a bunch of other 9-to-5 ham and eggers think that you can do whatever you want to the salary cap, get away with it, no problems, be productive, win, never be considered a mess, and again, you can make magic and Houdini acts happen with the salary cap. That is not true. It never has been true. It never will be true. It is simply and categorically untrue. Yes, the New Orleans Saints are compliant with the salary cap every year. yes, they have to go through hell, just like the Cowboys often have to do, because they've so badly overspent on big free agent and big money deals and extensions for great quarterback Drew Brees and other players that ultimately didn't work out, one of them Marshawn Lattimore. But they have so far overspent that they have put themselves in salary cap hell year in, year out. So when Kellen Moore got that job, and he's an offensive mind and coming obviously from the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles and having other stays in Dallas and in with the Chargers just for 1 year, I thought, would Derek Carr constantly being banged up at the end of seasons, and again, remember, he did not play against the Commanders, and part of that was the hand injury. With Derek Carr being up there in age, a bloated contract beyond bloated belief, and injuries, and quite honestly, ineffectiveness, and a new coach, is this really going to be a place that Derek Carr is staying? And then right before the league year started, maybe a couple of days before, a week before, it came out, oh, Derek Carr is in great shape, and Derek Carr is in great hands, and Derek Carr is staying, and Derek Carr is not going to get cut by the New Orleans Saints. And I was surprised by that. But then I was like, oh, they're kind of just putting a happy face on this. They're kind of putting a smiley face on this and hoping. But I didn't know anything per se about a potentially degenerative shoulder injury. Or a debilitating shoulder injury. I mean, we knew about the injury towards the end of last year, which is why he didn't play down the stretch. We knew he's been banged up. We know he's been banged up for a while. Again, it's part of what has limited him in his career, both in Oakland and then in Las Vegas and then ultimately in New Orleans. So with the cap situation being what it was, a new coach, injuries, the fact that Derek Carr's just not that good, even though he's a veteran and he's been productive at times, I was surprised that he was going to stay with the New Orleans Saints. I was like, man, I must be missing something. And it turns out that I wasn't missing anything. He wants out. They probably don't want him. They couldn't figure out a way to make it work and look good. They're going to draft a quarterback, perhaps as early as number 9, and perhaps it's Shedeur Sanders. And if it's not, it'll probably be somebody in the second round, and it'll be dependent on who that is. But it could very well be the Shedeur Sanders. And they might get rid of Derek Carr post-June 1st, or in some way, fashion, shape, or fashion. And there will be no Derek Carr in New Orleans. Again, should not be a surprise. The only surprise was that he was staying in New Orleans, and somehow the national insiders all tried to make it look like everything was Shangri-La and everything was happy and everything was perky and everything was great, which is why you shouldn't always believe what those guys say. And I'm not trying to crap on anyone, but they get a lot of stuff that teams and agents give them because teams and agents don't want their people or clients or players to look bad. And they don't want the buzzards flying around. And they don't want the rumor mill going crazy. So, of course, they're going to color it and paint it based on the way these people on the inside are telling them. Not based on what they know, based on what they're being told. That's how the industry works. Not what they know, not what they feel, what they're being told. And I was surprised then. I was really surprised then. And I remain surprised. I didn't say much about it, but I've talked about Shedeur Sanders potentially going to New Orleans. Again, even if this new shoulder injury thing with Derek Carr didn't come up, I would still say there's no chance they're committed to Derek Carr. No chance. And that they needed to develop and draft the quarterback of their future. And now, if he's there, I would fully expect Shedeur Sanders to go number 9. To the New Orleans Saints, if he's there. And I would expect Derek Carr to never play in New Orleans again. Where? I don't know. Does he wind up in Dallas as a backup to Dak Prescott? And maybe if Dak's not right? That I don't know. But Derek Carr is probably not going to ever play again in New Orleans. Not that that should be a surprise.
The only surprise need a quarterback, was, right?
What's that, Chris?
The Steelers need a quarterback, right?
Well, and that's the other team. And that's because we're still playing the, when is Aaron Rodgers going to make a decision? When's the smoke signal coming out of the teepee on the side of a mountain in Afghanistan? When is Aaron Rodgers going to make a decision? We simply don't know. But maybe Derek Carr will wind up in the black and gold in Pittsburgh, where his shoulder will be very cold. Hey, that sort of rhymes. Maybe that will be the situation. Around the NFL, quarterback rooms, quarterback groups, quarterback pairings. Somebody did a ranking. Tell you where the Commanders listen, go over some of the results. We'll do that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app after a trending alert.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, the Nationals are back in action tonight after taking game two of a four-game set last night in Pittsburgh over the Pirates. A 3-0 shutout, a leadoff home run by James Wood, as we detailed in hour number one and into the second hour. If you missed any of it, make sure you check out the podcast after the show at theteam980.com or the rewind feature on the Team 980 on Odyssey. You can hear tonight's game, 106.7 The Fan, coming up at, again, first pitch, 6:40 from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Mitchell Parker on the mound. He's been real good so far. Meanwhile, the Montreal Canadiens are 1 point away from clinching the 8th and final playoff spot in the East and therefore taking on the Washington Capitals in the first round of this weekend's Stanley Cup playoffs, or the Stanley Cup playoffs that begin this weekend. Tonight, they'll take on the Carolina Hurricanes at 7 o'clock. Again, they need a point of any kind to eliminate Columbus and to clinch the 8th and final playoff spot and to go against the Capitals. Tonight, two play-in games in the NBA. It is the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls, 7:30, first up from the United Center in Chicago. And just after 10 o'clock, it is the Dallas Mavericks and the Sacramento Kings. Last night, the Orlando Magic advancing in the East. The Golden State Warriors advancing in the West into officially the full NBA playoffs. And that's what's trending.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.